It is time for another, I've changed it, edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republic American. And I might call this also first edition. I'm not sure yet, but hi, Ruth. What's going on out there?
Hi, Jill.
And what's going on? How are you?
Good.
Good. And you know, have you ever noticed how you ask people how they are and then they just don't answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or they go into a diatribe.
Or a diatribe. It's like, wait, stop. Just stop. Hold, slow. As somebody used to say, oh, Kelly Bagley, wonderful. Slow your roll.
Mm-hmm.
I think her dad used to say that to her. Just slow your roll. That's it.
Okay.
All right. So, that being said, what's going on out there?
Well, in addition to all the holiday things, we still have municipal business going on. We have tomorrow night the continuation of the cidery hearing in Cornwall, as we've talked about before, the Ridgeways.
Right, so that is Tuesday the 12th.
I'm sorry, Tuesday the 12th.
Okay. And with Tuesday the 12th?
7 p.m. at the Town Hall in Cornwall.
Okay.
The ongoing hearing for the Ridgeways. Now, the farm is owned by First Selectman Gordon Ridgway and his wife, Jane. The application for the cidery is from Jane and their son, Ian. They're proposing to put a cidery and an apartment on the property. It's already had two sessions of a hearing, and this will be the third. The first one was the most concern was brought on by the location. It was near the road, and it was near a neighbor's property. In the second hearing, the applicants explained they had changed the location and pushed it back off the road further. However, in order to make up for the added expenditures of added driveway, they were going to open a bit more and make it in the summers on some evenings an entertainment venue with food trucks and music. So while people were appreciative of the moving the building back, then concerns rose about what that entertainment venue would be like. So that's where we stand now. They will be discussing it Tuesday.
And
the 12th.
Is anything? Excuse my ignorance. Is this more? This is more of a hearing, right?
Yes.
No discuss. This so.
No. As far as I know, I don't think they're up against a time limit for making a decision.
All right. This reminds me of my opinion. Just like every so often, it sounds like a negotiation in the music business. It's like, well, you get one thing sorted out, but then they throw something else in that makes it. You know, you got to keep talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's.
Now they did say at the last meeting they needed inland wetlands approval for this, and there was a legal notice stating that inland wetlands had given them approval. At the last session, also the commission members said they were going to take a site walk to really check out the property and see. So I assume that will be discussed at Tuesday's meeting. Also in Cornwall, there was a special town meeting on Friday night, which was, on the 2nd, and, no, excuse me, on the 9th, on the
right.
8th, and there were several items on the agenda, mostly pro forma with accepting the annual town report and accepting the five-year capital plan, but it brought out some discussion about, someone asked about the composting proposal. They have been talking about putting a composting system at the transfer station patterned after one in Litchfield. And First Selectman Gordon Ridgway was obvious. He's a little bit frustrated with the process that the state has been putting them through hoops. And at this point, there's no firm plan because there are just too many aspects of this, and so they may have to be hiring an engineer to develop a plan for this composting, and it's going to be, and most towns are looking at this. Salisbury is, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station has been away ahead on this project. It's getting food scraps out of the garbage supply and into composting areas where it can be then transformed into fertilizer and used in gardens and things. So it's a double-edged benefit, but as I say, Gordon Ridgway's frustration was obvious the other night on that. They also decided to form and establish a housing commission to oversee some of the affordable housing issues that are coming up, and also the town meeting approved increasing some of the building permit fees to sort of bring it up in line with some of the other towns. But as always in Cornwall, there was lively discussion, but everything did pass.
I like lively or spirited.
Lively or spirited, yes.
And when is or was the referendum in Sharon?
Referendum in Sharon was...
Was it the 7th? Was it Thursday the 7th?
It's going to be.
Okay, so...
Yes, January 7th.
January 7th, okay.
Yeah, no, it will be on January 7th. And lots of discussion on that as well around town. As you know, we had the meeting the other night, and there are concerns on both sides, and...
I just wanted to emphasize January 7th because I went, right after we spoke, it was close enough to the 7th that I was thinking, are they really going to pull this off in 2 days?
No. January 7th.
All right.
And it's noon to 8 at the town hall, so people should take note of that. I think there'll be a large turnout. That is a biggie. And speaking of referendums, there'll be another referendum on January 8th. On high school. That is a biggie. That is for a $5.6 million project to upgrade Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And they held a hearing the other night. It was not too many questions asked, but a few. And this is, the high school was built in 1939. It's a beautiful building. As we all know, the building committee works very hard in keeping it maintained. It did win an award at one point from Architectural Digest, calling it the most beautiful high school in Connecticut. And I agree, go by there, and it's just beautiful. So the main part of it is going to be upgrading the cafeteria and the auditorium and some bathrooms in the science wing and a lot of other mechanical stuff. And it will be, as all expenditures at the high school, shared between the six towns that feed into it. So, again, that is going to be, that's an all-day referendum, and that's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on January 8th. So Sharon voters have two referendums back to back, but that's an important one, and there'll be more on that, I'm sure, as time gets closer.
Right, and hopefully,
hopefully.
Yeah. Okay.
Salisbury Board of Selectmen met on Monday, the 4th, December 4th, and did some one of the nice things they did was a resolution to Don Mayland. He had been on the board for six years and did not get reelected, and so they gave a very nice resolution in honor of him, talking about his many years of service in many aspects of the town. They also talked about quorums having some difficulty sometimes with people showing up when they're on boards and commissions, and Kitty Kiefer, the new selectman, wondered if they ought to reduce the number of members on these boards and commissions, maybe to ensure that quorums are met. But the other members seemed happy with what the numbers at this point, so they'll be checking it to see how attendance works, but at this point, no changes. We had let me just make sure I get all this before we go into holiday stuff. We do have lots of holiday stuff coming up, or been. We had the Hanukkah celebration on the green in Sharon. The menorah is shining bright, thanks to Carl Chayette, and he does a terrific ceremony. We had about a dozen people there the other night, and he explains the history of the holiday and does some of the cultural things and songs and prayers, and he does a great parody on the 12 days of Christmas, making it the 8 days of Hanukkah, which is very enjoyable. And so it's, as he said, having a menorah between the creche and the Christmas tree is an antidote to hate, which is really a nice, when you look at that green, it really does encompass everybody.
And in fairness, how long has he been doing the menorah?
Carl?
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, exactly. So there has been there has been a Christmas, as a matter of fact, much closer to one another, there has been a menorah, a Christmas tree, and a creche for as long. I remember when somebody stole the baby out of the creche. That was a few years ago. But anyway, I had a perfect view until they upgraded, I guess, the green
or mm-hmm.
of the tree, the creche, or the this, because.
It's beautiful. And, I remember the menorah going back years and years. There was Gene Ellen King started it back when my kids were little.
And you're a grand now, right, Ruth?
And then it came, thanks to Carl, it's back again.
Yeah.
Kent had a town meeting the other night, a special town meeting. They had two items on the agenda. One was to pass an ordinance that allows for fees incurred for violations of inland wetlands and water course rules. This just gives it more teeth, so if there are violations, that the town can seek some remuneration. And the other issue, finally, after many, many months of discussion, was the tax abatement for the emergency service personnel. The state had allowed it to go from $1,000 then to $1,500 a year to $2,000, and Kent had never updated it, so now they are in sync with the state statute that allows whatever the state statute says Kent's people can get, and it is now $2,000 a year. It was a 10-minute meeting, and it was nice and swift, and everything passed. There was also a lovely party at the Grove this on Tuesday the 5th for Betsy Morrow, who is retiring from Project SAGE. She's been there, I think, 8 years as director. You know, that is the domestic violence group that works against.
Women's Support Services, yes?
Former support. Right. Yeah. And a lovely turnout. Betsy was praised for all she has done for that group. It really is an amazing group. And I was on the board at one time, as were many, many people. And the old mantra, it doesn't happen here. Well, it certainly does happen here and there. They've got some wonderful programs and doing a lot with the students and prevention things. And they go to court with victims, and they have programs. And we're very fortunate to have that here. So they will be doing a search for her replacement, obviously. There's a lovely art show at the high school. If anybody can get over there to the school library's wall, it's not a student this time. It is the teacher, Warren Prindle, who has an exhibit. Warren is a very talented artist, and he is retiring this year after 20 years as art teacher at the school. And so this is a very nice tribute to him, and I would certainly recommend people go and see it. on Friday night, which is December
15th.
We have a vigil for a sad time for the Sandy Hook tragedy. That's at the on the lawn of the White Hart, 5 to 6 p.m., and it's always organized by Lee and Sophia DeBoer. And again, we cannot forget. So I would encourage people to come out and just stand in solidarity for that horrible time.
And on a cheerful note, in your last 30 seconds?
Oh, we're down to that? Okay.
Yep.
12 Days of Christmas is a beautiful thing. In Cornwall, the in West Cornwall, the storefronts are painted with beautiful, beautiful figures from the 12 Days of Christmas. I encourage people to go there. And on Saturday, we have pancakes with Santa at the Kent Community Nursery School from 8 to 11 at St. Andrew's Church.
And that's the 16th.
Yes.
And you are a star. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein. This edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. Ruth Epstein from the Republic American. We'll talk to you real soon.